Entrepreneurs, business leaders, and elected officials mingled in downtown Tampa today and discussed the benefits of sustainable business practices and how to bring more green jobs to Tampa. Michael Chifchi, co-founder of United for Sustainable America, helped organize the event.
The goal of today's event is to make the business case for sustainability. It's a free event open to the public, with the idea being that we want to be as inclusive as possible to educate the business community about the opportunities, but also to identify the challenges and how to navigate those challenges that will accompany the green business revolution.
What are some of those challenges that Tampa faces?
Tampa specifically, I'd say, obviously, the economic situation from a development construction perspective is, dismal. I'd say the biggest challenge that we face in sustainability is regulation, proper regulation. For example, the solar rebate program has not been funded because of, some politicking out of Tallahassee. And just some bad policies, probably the biggest problem.
Michael Hendricks, an environmental consultant with PBS&J out of California, says that Tampa can start turning things around by breaking out of the business-as-usual mode and implementing a sustainable action plan.
Well, the local politics is one challenge, and just doing business as usual, there's a momentum to that, so we need to get that momentum turned around. One of the ways of doing that is actually what Tampa is doing, a carbon inventory, and then a sustainability action plan. So that's one of the first steps. Getting the public on board. So I think Fleet pointed out that cost savings. We all want to be environmentally responsible, but we all also have self-interest. And you'll notice things really come down to dollars and cents. So if we're going to save money, that is a real momentum to doing things more sustainably, more energy efficient.
As far as concrete steps that other cities who have been more successful in attracting green businesses have taken, what kind of steps should Tampa be looking at taking next?
Events like these is one way, just to get the public involved. Another is going out and reaching out to those green businesses. So as an example, some of the cities in the Bay Area of California, San Francisco Bay Area, have actually pursued like photovoltaic manufacturing and electric vehicle battery manufacturing, those kinds of businesses. So actively pursuing them.
A lot of cities and regions around the country are beginning to address some of the other pending issues relating to climate change. Are you guys involved with that at all? And how do you see that playing into green business?
As far as climate change, we actually have plans we call climate action plans. In California, they're pretty predominant. So they focus on greenhouse gases as well as adaptability to the predicted climate changes that are going to occur. One thing I try not to get into is the controversy over climate change, and I usually sidestep that by just really showing the benefits of reducing greenhouse gases beyond just addressing climate change, and that's making things more affordable, more energy efficient.
Several local politicians attended today's event, including Ed Taranchik, who recently announced that he's running for mayor of Tampa.
Tampa has some great advantages. First and foremost, we have a young population. People are having children. There's natural population growth, and that's going to create demand and soak up some of that supply. High-speed rail coming to Tampa, connecting us to Orlando, presents all new opportunities for us. So if we can build a great seamless transportation system that creates a super region and puts all its assets together and build good connecting systems between them, we change our overall competitiveness in the nation and in the world, and make this place a lot more enjoyable place to live, a lot more fun. So I think we've got some natural assets that other places in Florida don't have, and that's going to give us an opportunity to move forward faster, and could be a very exciting opportunity.
Also running for mayor is current Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita.
I think finally we're starting to go in the direction that we need to go. Lots of times in the past, it's been my experience, personally and politically, that people focused on whether you're a Democrat or Republican, then the environment's important to you. I think we're finally getting out of that mentality that is ill-served. Everybody needs to look at the environment for the next generation, but also, guess what? It makes good sense.
There have been some rumors, almost confirmed now, that former Mayor Dick Greco is also getting in the race. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that certainly he was a mayor in the past and well-recognized and appreciated for what he has done. whether he's a candidate or not this time. I wish him well, not completely well, because I want him to come in second, perhaps. But my resume will stand against any of the candidates, either the ones that are in or the ones that are coming up. So we will see.
For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin.